Warning, the following episode contains a more than normal amount of explicit language. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
And now. Capital 263.
Welcome to Politics and Beyond on Capital 263. My name is Christopher Farai Charamba.
And I'm Nomalisa Ncube.
Yeah, today we've got an exciting show. You can already hear it. Expect us. If you ain't angry, you ain't paying attention.
You ain't paying attention. Can I swear on this podcast?
Yeah, man, you can say what you want.
So I can be myself.
You can be yourself. So we've got Kudam Sasiwa from the Tea Party with us.
Self-imposed dictator.
We've also got Taro Daphne. She's been here before. Taro, hi.
Hello, Chris. And I'm actually excited to actually talk with Kudai person to person.
Yes.
Taro's bought some notes. Taro's got notes.
Here they are.
I'll give a bit of background for those who don't actually know. Kuda's got the Tea Party. He'll go into that. We'll talk about that. And he's always saying some stuff. Taro's always watching and she's always commenting and he's always calling her out. So I thought, you know, if we're going to talk about the Tea Party, if we're going to have this conversation, let's get them both into the room because they, you know, they go back and forth. They go back and forth on Facebook. So let's see. So today we're going to talk about the Tea Party. We're going to talk about this long list of presidential candidates. It's a
losers. Long
list of losers. That's what Kuda says. And then we're also going to talk about the issue of splitting the vote.
Losers.
As Tari would
losers
say.
Talk.
Yes. That's Tari's. Guys, don't split the vote.
Losers talk like that.
All right, cool. So let's kick it off. Kuda, the Tea Party. What's that about?
The Tea Party is an alternative movement. We are a political pressure group made up of lagerlouts like me. See, people who are not normally engaged with the process. People don't normally give a fuck about politics, see? And they needed a spokesman, and I happened to impose myself as the guy who speaks to the Tupac listening generation, see? We're different. We don't normally engage. You know, we're not technocrats and we're not intellectuals like my beautiful sister Taro Daphne here. We normally listen, watch MTV bass and you know, and drink whiskey. But however, we're now in a situation where the politics of this country is getting all fucked up, see? And we're now engaging, and we want to know what's going on. So I'm a person who contextualizes that. I make that stuff relevant to a person who normally stands at Pennywise with a six-pack. Or the person who goes out all night and then goes to church in the morning still. You know, I represent that guy who normally doesn't care about politics. And that's what the Tea Party is. We're the people who want more and want to be expected. See, they expect us not to participate. But this year we're saying, nah, we're going to actually participate. We are the Tea Party. Expect us.
I like the pun of the tea and the party. And some people think that you're a political party person.
You know what, right?
Are you guys going to be a political party?
We're a political pressure group. I think if you look at the Tea Party in America, the way they work is they really sort of went behind Trump, the presidency, or Bush, et cetera, et cetera. They just are people who caucus together. They're normally considered ignorant. They're normally considered arrogant. Mm. But they have their issues and they want their issues heard. So we can, if we block together and we work together, we can normally
get out. You align with those that hear you.
Yeah, absolutely. So my demographic.
So that's where the name came from.
I know American it was about tea the tea.
You know, I talk to people every morning. I got a morning rant episode, I call it, where I drink tea in my green cup and I talk to my demo. And my demo grows every day. See, I now preach to more people than my daddy does on a Sunday. And that's crazy.
You're a pastor's child?
Absolutely, I'm a pastor's child.
Me?
So you got the skills from your
I got
daddy.
My oratory skills from my daddy, and my mom is a teacher too. So, you know, I learned.
Okay. So this Tea Party, I mean, if any of you have watched the rants, and I certainly have, you really go in, you criticize round about everybody.
Absolutely.
Like you have very
anybody can get it.
Yeah, you have very few good things to say about a lot of people. What are you hoping to achieve? I mean, you keep saying we want more, we want more. What is the more?
What we want as the Tea Party is we want a candidate that we can all vote for. We want this candidate to have a blueprint that encapsulates our needs and our wants. They gotta try and match some of the things that we would really like to see as a youthful generation. You know, the under 40s. They gotta have a plan for us. And they gotta promise us that if we get behind them, they're gonna actually deliver on that. And we're gonna hold them accountable. See, we're a pressure group. We're not, we're not a political party ourselves. We're not running candidates. Whatever, we're gonna put our full weight and our full love and support behind one that we find. And we haven't found one yet. There's a couple of guys, and they're trying to get close to us. They're trying to talk the language, and we like what they're saying. And we're going to continue to keep our ears and eyes open. But we've given everyone else an ultimatum. If you don't say something to us in the next 2 weeks, you get out of our way. We don't want to talk to you anymore because you're dithering and you're causing confusion.
Okay, you said we. You keep saying we. Who's we?
My like demographic.
A group of people.
My people, my caucus block.
Yeah, but like, can you quantify them and say there's 1,000 of us, there's 20,000 of us, there's...
Well, some of the videos on 70,000.
Terror is part of the Tea Party, buddy.
She's
where my
day.
People's at. Can I say something?
Yeah, by all means.
I'm not going to digress from what Kudai said. Rightfully, I think we are at a place where young people have actually received the bad brunt of a failing economy, if anything. We're the ones suffering the most. And I think it's time, like you said, if you're not angry, you are not, you know, you're not paying attention. And it's right. But I would also say that, like he mentioned, to say that some of us are not really concerned about politics. We seem to forget that everything that affects us as young people and old people in Zimbabwe starts from policy. Once a wrong policy has been made, it trickles down to your everyday life as a young person and even as an old person in Zimbabwe. So no matter how much you may say as a young person that you don't really care much about the politics, it gets to you eventually. So you need to start paying attention in terms of taking part in national processes. As young people, we may make noise on social media and say we are angry, but what's our point of action after that? I'll speak for myself because I think I'm trying as much as I can in terms of my efforts that I can actually exert out there to say that we have the rural folk out there. There's nothing wrong with saying what you feel or your opinion, but then we should not actually write off and say the rural folk are not important. That's an electorate group, actually, if I tell you that 67% of those people are the ones that make up the voting population in any election in Zimbabwe. From 2002 to 2009, that's what the statistics are saying. So when that happens, let's not write them off and say that they are not important. But also, we should also then galvanize the demographic of young people right now who are in the urban, who are affected by apathy, who are saying my vote will count for nothing, who are saying, this boy already stolen the election, why should I be bothered? They are also the 18 to 23 age group of young people is the one that I think right now, especially in the urban, they are critical. To find out to Maya now. But I think in the way we address issues, I think people are different. It goes with character. And Jagasiana, some are angry. Some are saying expect us. But I would say that we shouldn't write off each other completely. Let's synchronize our efforts. Let's say we work hand in glove with one another to make sure that an election is not stolen from us as young people.
But I've always had a problem with the fact that when you cannot hear the content or the context of what somebody is saying, you're totally going to miss the point. Now that he's not doing his rentisode, you're actually going, oh yeah, I agree. You know what I mean? Not that it's a bad thing, but then half the time, the demographic that he's talking about, that he's talking to, does not understand the eloquent ride to
no,
it.
I'm one
today
person,
about the
no,
rural folk, no, I listened to the video.
Who wants to be factual about things. I like people who throw out facts that are clear and are actually confirmed than to make assumptions and throw assumptions to people and expect them to receive them. Like to say, the elections, we have 16 months to go. Where is that written? We are assuming that
the Constitution.
My brother. I work on the ground. I do voter education. And right
now, as
things stand, because the last election was on the 30th of June in 2013. It's an assumption. It's not written down.
Let me interject here. It actually says in the Constitution that elections must be called. Constitutionally,
yes,
must be called.
But they have not been.
No later than 30 days before the expiry of the term.
Yes.
So they haven't been called yet. But based on that, you can in the worst case scenario, constitutionally, we have to have elections by the 31st of July.
That, absolutely. I would also mention that right now we cannot say we have specifics to say that in the next... But of course, I think it's in the context of the time we have left. We are running with this time frame. And I think that's okay. That's fine.
But look, the thing is, regardless of what it is.
16, 20, 19, 9 is the same thing. Are we getting in order
July,
for the
31
next
July 2018. By then, we would have had an election. No, not a date. Mm. An election.
An election.
So it's not...
Without fail.
That's constitutional.
Constitutionally mandated.
If they fail to call an election by then... Then take them to the Constitutional Court, and
I'm
the court will call for the election.
That off, but I'm one person for facts. We should say we are assuming because the last election was on this day.
Can I say
we
something?
By then
yeah, sure.
My sister's very dominant. I love that. Well done, sis. Listen, constitutionally speaking, on the 31st of July, there has to have had an election by then to elect a president and a homogenized parliament, yes?
Yeah.
So when we say 16 months, we're talking literally a worst case scenario. These guys can call it in October.
Of course.
Yeah.
They can, she's right, she can call it in October. Mm. But the worst case scenario is they'll probably call it around July, June, July time, May even. So when I'm trying to prepare my demographics, I don't try and get into to academia, which is what Sister Daphne does. She's a very eloquent, very educated young lady. That's dope. I think my IQ rates in the same range of the 0.01 percentile. However, I don't try and patronize my audience. I tell them the way it is.
Is it a gimmick? The way you are angry, the way you have this persona? Because I know you, I've met you outside of the rant.
Right.
And you've always got this energy. But is it, you know, a gimmick that you want to portray it in this certain way because it speaks best to your demographic that way?
I just want people to be pissed off. You know, I'm a father. I got 3 kids. I want people to be a bit more angry because I think we normalize abnormal a lot, you know.
Yes.
We carry buckets to our toilets every day and we think that's normal. Mm. That's not necessarily normal. Mm. You know, we accept the fact that the water we drink is full of shit. Mm. I mean, actual shit, guys. Typhoid is, I mean, Daphne can tell us the chemical compounds of typhoid. I tell you what it is in layman's terms. It's water with shit in it.
It's rubbish. Okay, Kuda.
Anyway, when she talked about the rural vote, mm-hmm. today I spoke a lot of shit about the rural vote.
Mm.
I just went to see Maureen from She Votes, and Maureen humbled me and schooled me on the actual facts of the rural vote.
Mm.
And I'll put that video up as well, where I was being chastised and being told I'm an ignorant asshole. So I get that. I don't know everything.
Mm.
However, I'm willing to learn. And I went there to She Votes to actually understand what the hell's going on with the rural vote.
Kuda, I also wanted to mention that I'm part of the initiative with Maureen, the hashtag She Votes 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And I would also want to say, rightfully, I think if you channel your anger towards the other mitigating factors that we are silent on that actually affect elections. One, the alignment of the Electoral Act to the Constitution has not been done yet.
What does that mean?
Let me break it down to you. With elections, right, the act that governs the process of elections is the Electoral Act.
Yep.
And yet the Constitution's provisions should supersede that of the Electoral Act. But you would know with any election, the provisions of the Electoral Act seem to supersede that of the Constitution. So we've been trying to align all the laws to the provisions of the Constitution. And right now we are still waiting on the policymakers to say what have they done and what strides they've taken to make sure that the Electoral Act has been aligned to the provisions.
Hand up, Chair.
Wait,
hand up.
Let me continue.
You lost me a long time ago.
That's one demographic I'm going to mention to say, yes, we are angry, but there are other things to be angry about.
Okay, wait.
Wait,
hold up. Before I'm just going to interject there and give you
interject
a chance to
him before.
No, wait.
Can I say something?
Okay.
I feel like I've been more silent on this platform more than anything else in the world. First things first is that you are right in what you're saying. You are right in what you're saying. A ZANU-PF youth is right in whatever he thinks he's saying that we may not agree with, right? But let's not try to say this is right to be angry about, this is not right to be angry about. And when we go down to the basic folk who doesn't want to be hearing, I bet you there's a few people who know what the Electoral Act is. One, ZANU-PF's actions on doing what the Electoral Act expects them to do, they don't do it. So the best mitigation is that you go rogue on them the same way they want to go rogue on the document that we're talking about.
Okay.
It's not wrong, but I'm just saying to counter what's happening or what's coming our way.
Let me say this.
We need to be worse
from
than
what I understand. From what I understand. From what I understand is that it's something that is going to have to be fought on different fronts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even when you go to war, right? So say you're going to war against...
Let's synchronize the efforts.
No, wait. Hmm. Let's say you're going to war against America, right? You can go by air, you can go by land, you can go by sea. There's different ways to go about what it is you want to achieve,
Chris,
right?
Chris is not trying to attack America, by the way.
Yeah, no, yeah, let me just... let me just say that I got no beef with Trump. But I think... that's what it is. And Kuda's found his demographic that he wants to speak to.
Mm.
You have She Votes, which does not include
me,
right? It doesn't include me because it's She Votes. You have a target market or a select group that you believe needs to be empowered or needs to know this, and that's what you're going for.
Can I check
privilege? I don't think... What?
She Votes includes you. All men are included in She Votes because
your
privilege is the one that allows the women to be empowered.
Okay.
I'm checking your privilage
now. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Let's look at the patriarchal nature of our culture in Zimbabwe. That's just the way it is.
Okay, can I say something, guys?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I'm 100% behind She Votes. I went to see Maureen and the team over there. Great people. They know what they're talking about. I never go on their page and say anything because I know nothing about what they're doing. Tadaro comes to my feeds every day when I'm talking to people who listen to Young Thug and Lil Wayne. And she talks about aligning electoral law and constitution. The thing is, it's very difficult for some of my people to even hear her because she loses me. Right, the reason why I listen to certain types of music and listen watch certain types of movies and I don't watch film noirs and watch fucking subtitles is because I don't like to read. So we got different demographics we're talking to. The reason why I clash with my sister is that she feels necessary to constantly try and correct me when I put things down to basics, when I crystallize them to something you can sniff.
Like saying the royal vote doesn't matter.
No, wow. No. Okay, for saying the royal vote doesn't matter this morning.
That's basics.
Doing another video in the afternoon. Agreeing that, okay, fine, guys are attacking me. Let me go and talk to people who know better than me. And going to talk to them and then conceding that, you know what? I didn't know what the fuck I was talking about.
Exactly.
Do you see what happened today? It was a trajectory of understanding. She doesn't give me a chance to actually understand nothing because she thinks I should be at her level of political awareness.
But let me say this, okay? Let me come in on Tadaro's side and say, but perhaps, right, why she does that is because you then get to have this trajectory of growth. Because you could be there and telling people the rule of vote doesn't matter, or you could be telling people a whole bunch of other things.
I said the rule of vote doesn't work, doesn't matter to me.
Okay, you see, I agree.
When I come to you, I tell you this much. A squirrel dying in front of your house to your little girl is far more important than a tsunami in Asia.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Because she's just seen a dead squirrel in front of her house. That doesn't mean that she doesn't care about people dying in Asia.
Sure.
But she means that right now in front of her, she's seeing a dead squirrel.
That's cool.
So when I'm dealing with my demographic, and you have to understand, like when I'm talking on my, I've maxed out at 120 people viewing me at one time live.
Mm.
So I'm not talking to, because she's probably talking to 10,000 people. Like Pastor E's broadcast, he's talking to 10,000 people. Or Linda's talking to 20,000 people, right? I'm talking to 100 people sometimes. And these people don't want to hear about electoral law. They want to hear that they want change. They want to hear that they want more. They want to hear that we want to back somebody who talks about our needs. It's very simple. But now, I understand with her hitting me up and saying, yo, Kuda, I don't agree with you talking about the rule of voice like that. What I was saying was this. I cannot now go on my tea time rants in the morning and start talking about rule of voice. My people will turn off like, nah, fuck you, man. What's the new Lil Wayne single saying?
Okay? No, okay.
So I'm talking purely up to the people who I'm talking to.
Yeah, but I also think
but then you're an influential voice, Kuda.
Yes,
you're an influential voice.
Yeah.
So I like that.
Hold on.
The fat bastard that's got over 1,500 views.
I applaud you for actually going and reaching out to Maureen. That's applaudable. And that's you showing someone to say that you want to grow, you want to learn so much more, and that's good. But I'm saying when someone sometimes gives you the facts of what it is that you don't know about,
I think we're losing
you should
plot,
be receptive.
Though.
So I just say there's things called constructive criticism. This is just me. And I'm not there trying to rent you out or bring you down. You called me a retard at some point in time. I don't take that really seriously.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I was being an asshole.
But then I'm just saying sometimes in as much as you want to defend yourself, when you are given the facts sometimes, it's okay to accept and say, look, I don't really know much about this. Let me receive it in my stride. And tomorrow when I go to my next tea party, I'm saying, look, guys, there's this thing I learned today and this is what it is. Because they also don't know. So I'm just saying trickling down the pertinent information from those who may know through you to those who's your demographic.
We need you to crystallize the electoral act, son.
I'll put it this way. Look, I'm not a nice guy. I'm not elected by anybody. No one needs to check my feed out. Like, if you don't like me, you literally just block me and fuck off. I don't care. Like, this is exactly the position I've always taken in my life. And generally speaking, Tadaro, I read a bunch of stuff. You're always commenting on people. I wonder what time you have to actually make money unless you make money from being a provocateur on Facebook. But, you know, I don't know. But she's always commenting on everything.
Okay, we're losing plot, guys. We're losing plot.
I'm actually coming from a workshop right now with Youth Empowerment and Transformation Trust. We are trying to map out a roadmap to say how can we maximize the participation of the youth in the next election.
Fantastic.
You see, you may say that the tea party. I was watching your video today whilst I was in a workshop, and I actually made the time to say, you know, I need to say something about what she had said, not because
to bring you down,
but I make the time to try and say, he may say, you, there are times when you really say things that are really good. I'm going to say this. But where I don't agree with you, I'll let my voice be known.
Okay, cool.
So
let's not talk about real shit.
No, Leah, let's not digress.
Training candidates.
We've got the election coming up. That's what all this angst is about, right? So we've got a long list of candidates. We've got Robert Mugabe, Morgan Tsvangirai, Joyce Mujuru, Tendai Biti, Noah Manyika, Egypt, Barbara Nyagomo, Marcelina Chikasha, Richard Kanyunga, Simba Makoni, Jacob Ngarivume, Welshman Ngube, Dumisani Dabengwa, Elton Mangoma.
I wanted to say that one because you forgot him.
And then we've also got under consideration, but we're not sure about them yet.
Temba.
Temba Mliswa, Ivan
Temba Mawale, wants to be a vice president, guys.
Kosana Moyo, Shingi Mnyeza, Strive Masiwa. These are some of the names that have just
been thrown to us.
Yeah. Right?
Wow.
So,
okay.
I like a few of those names.
Who do you like?
I definitely like, what's his name? Manyika.
Noah okay. Manyika.
I definitely think Tendai Biti is a smart guy. Yeah.
Okay.
I like Shingi Mnyeza, leader of business. Love that.
Okay.
Kosana Moyo, first guy to ever resign from cabinet.
He's not the first, actually.
Oh, well, one of them.
Yeah, he's
on
one
principle,
of the few.
I like that guy.
Okay.
I think Marcy's cute with a weird hair. Simba Koni, I think, is a nice guy. Dumiso Dabengo, I've always found respect for that guy, the way he talks and stuff.
I think he's old.
Yeah, no, these guys
fam,
are like, fucking old.
Seriously, no, fam. Like, Dumiso Dabengo, personally, he's I respect him, right? But I don't think that he can bring anything new to the table that Robert doesn't have before he's
so
no.
I agree.
So
I agree.
No.
He's an old
He's
an old guy.
Sorry. Now, Dumiso, I'm very happy that he's part of CODE. So those guys can sit together. If I were them, I'll be planning to get into the Senate.
Let me, whilst this is the long list, there's a couple of people that are part of CODE. Dumiso Dabengwa. I'm not sure about Welshman Ngube, but Tendai Biti, Welshman Ngube, Simba Makoni.
Ngube, of course.
Ngube.
Yes. Ngube.
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 Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yes, whatever.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
language Nazis, bro.
Yeah, I'm Debele, bro.
I pronounce it really like it's my surname.
Hey.
Language.
So
how would you feel if I say Karamba?
No, I agree. I agree.
Exactly.
I agree.
Let go.
So we've got these individuals that are part of CODE. So, of course, they're going to form a coalition and pick one amongst themselves.
But they're losers.
I don't see that happening.
Because they're losers.
You think a coalition is losers?
I don't see them happen.
Competition should be these guys saying, I've got the best thing to offer.
Yeah.
Both ZANU-PF, MDC, blah, 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 blah,
CODE,
blah.
All and of I want them. To, I'm a swoop your people.
I want all your people to support me because I've got the best direction. Then Robert Mugabe also says, you know what, guys, I believe that I've got the best direction for the country. And then Simba Makoni says the same thing. And then Ningi says the same thing. Then we all go and we vote. This loser mentality of splitting the vote, guys, is going to kill us as a people. Because then we're all saying that let's caucus behind one person.
Even if they're not the best.
Even the best guy, so that we can get Mugabe out. That's terrible.
Yeah,
that's
but
a loser mentality.
Okay, so this is the politics that's going around. It's Mugabe must stay, Mugabe must go. We had Tendai Biti on the show last
Tendai
week.
Nah, that's Tendai Biti's mantra.
Listen. Actually, he said.
Oh, I heard what he said.
Yeah, he said this is the problem that we have, actually.
Yeah.
Is that our politics has been... So it's not his mantra. He said we've got a situation...
Well, he's had it for like 15 years before he went out.
He said we've had a situation where people are focused on this... binary issue when we should be focused on other issues,
of
right?
Yes.
And could you on the Tea Time have said, you know, fuck
clear.
The split, the vote people, everyone should just go. You actually
clear.
Say, yeah, they're losers. You say you can't go. What was it you said this morning? You said something.
You don't
about
go to the Olympics.
Olympics, yeah.
And then say, hey, China and Canada, please, Mumira, it's also pretend like a
I also don't believe in the whole idea of splitting the vote, because ideally if the best person was to stand up, I mean, even for anyone who has been seen on video anything saying, yeah, we're open to a coalition, I'm already like you are not in the game.
Hold up. What's wrong with the coalition?
There's nothing wrong with the coalition.
If the coalition is supposed to happen,
you in the coalition must be Nyengwad. Let's go for the first round and let's go for rerun.
Coalition
we're ready.
Happens after the
we're
election.
Ready for the rerun.
No, but wait, the coalition.
An alliance.
But the
can
coalition in the Gambia happened before the election.
That was an alliance.
Can I say something?
The alliance then becomes a coalition once they're in government.
Okay.
The coalition is presumptive.
Okay,
let's say something.
I think on a level playing field, all things being equal, right, in the purported democracy that Zimbabwe says it is, I think we would have to say each man runs their own race and wins according to their merit, right? We're in agreement to say that. But we are looking at the fact that the electoral plane is never level in Zimbabwe. And it will, I think maybe this is our chance to correct that and say maybe hoping in the future it will start being level.
In what context
are we leveling? Because what I'm saying this in this context is that as things stand right now, ZANU-PF has been the ruling party for 36 years or whatever it is, isn't it? And we have seen that in those years, things have become run down even worse. Things have become worse. If anything, as a young person, seeing your life flash before your eyes with you doing nothing is something, you know, you feel disempowered by that. But I'm just saying, the ruling party has been there for so long.
And it's idleness.
16 years, Tsvangirai has been there. Fine, he has fought the fight, but of course he has lost. Sometimes he has won, so we've been told. Right. This is just me. Inini ndine problem ekuti MDC right now, you want to field a leader who's that old, a leader who has an ailment, and you expect us to accept that. Inini, I would have no problem whatsoever if MDC, if Tsvangirai said, you know what, I have fought the good fight for so long.
Chamisa
and if Chamisa takes that thing, this is just me. If Chamisa
I don't think
thing,
he's probably the best person. I don't know, but
he's
he was
not
given,
the best person, of course. But I think now we are looking, example, we are looking up saying, we want a leader who's like, hey, man,
got
come
the
on,
best
who's
chance.
Below 45 years, come on.
Who he, doesn't go to the toilet five times a night?
Exactly. And someone who's walked the walk of being a youth in Zimbabwe when things were difficult and when things got even more difficult, like where we are at today. So I think this is just me. I'm sorry to say this.
We're together.
Tsvangirai has to make the sacrifice.
Thank
if
you.
If he doesn't make the sacrifice,
we are not on board.
Okay, but hold up. But you have been on this don't split the vote
This
issue.
Whole don't split the vote thing, I was looking at the broader aspect of the election to say that we are trying to remove the ruling party by all means necessary. Am I wrong?
No, you are right.
So in doing that, Anditika,
split the vote is
why
the binary
not
statement.
Synchronize those efforts and say all the opposition parties saying that ZANU-PF ngaide say ngaiend. Let's come together and then come up with a solution.
But that's cheating.
Whatever it is, as long as Vaita say vaiend. Because in now, I'll be honest with you, you've been given 37 years to do something for our generation. You've done whatever it is. You have failed. You have failed time without number. And I think it's time for us to say, you know, enough is enough. Ngati mbotira HB1. Nyango chisiri perfect. We elect people. When they fail, we diselect them.
But
that's how we move on.
So this is why the split the vote argument doesn't sit with me.
Yeah.
Is that in the election, for you to be president or for you to win, you have to win 50+1%
of
the vote, right? So if everyone is in this, say you have 10 people going at it, right? And we say
currently
that
we have 21.
Yeah.
Say, then we have third forces, then
yeah, team. Right? Whatever, whoever it is. Say you've got all these people in the mix and we go to an election and they say split the vote, what. The opposition vote, say the opposition vote is 65%
of the,
that's the total opposition vote. And they split it amongst themselves and nobody gets to the 50+1. It also means that the incumbent, Vamgabe, does not get that 50% as well.
Yes.
So we then have to go to a runoff,
of
right?
Course.
And that runoff is a two-horse race. So now it's the pressure is on the opposition guy, the best loser, I suppose.
Of course.
Second is the first loser.
The second, the two top guys to go to the runoff, right? And they have to battle it out.
Mm.
And that's where I think the issue of you then going to lobby for other people's votes or you then coming together.
Or throwing your
in this
weight
thing.
Behind
because,
somebody.
Yeah, because...
Yeah?
You're definitely going to end up with a two-horse race at the end of the day.
I don't want anybody
okay,
to run.
Can I just say something as well? Okay.
I don't want nobody to run who's not going in to win it.
Yeah.
Anybody who goes in saying, oh, but I'll need the help of the others, can fuck off. We want a winner, a cutthroat nigga who's going to come through and take that place. A woman or a man, I don't care. We
when
need someone who's going there to
field,
win.
That would work out.
That's what we need.
No, not even.
Not these losers.
Okay, anyway, just to defend the split the vote context. About the presidential vote, I think that let them all go for it. But then let's look at the House of Assembly, the Senate, and
of
the councils.
Course.
We have a problem if we still have a lot of the ZANU-PF niggas out there in numbers in the House of Assembly and not the presidential vote, because they can then, using the Constitution, affect the Constitution and impeach the president that's going to be there. So let's not make the mistake of saying that the split the vote argument doesn't work. It works in the lower houses. The presidential vote, I mean, by all means, if you need to, please, all of you, go for it. But in terms of other parties, code, well done for you guys for getting your people together.
Yeah.
Let's go for councils and MPs and the Senate, vote-wise. All the people who are seated in court, and Alton Mangoma Chichichi, Imimi Ranirai Senate, House of Assembly, MPs, young people only.
Let
no order.
You, I think Noma is right when she says what she said. I need to mention the issue of solidarity in terms of supporting one another as young people want to run for public office.
Mm.
I think this is really critical coming to the next election. This is just me. If I could have it my way, I would say we have different social movements right now going on. We have the Tajamukas, we have the Tea Party, we've got this flag, we've got
political parties, and we're saying what young people in those different spheres of influence are saying they want to run for public office. Identify those young people. When we identify them, we then say in solidarity to say we want an under 35 in the House of Senate, in Parliament, standing in and being my voice in there. So what we now want to do, what we now want to do is to then say, regardless of political outfit, as long as that young person has got capacity, as long as the person is a young person, a youth defined by the Constitution of Zimbabwe, we rally behind that young person as youth.
Yeah,
let's unite. Let's synchronize our efforts. Honestly speaking.
Yeah, but okay, amen.
So split the vote applies to the lower ranks, the presidential candidacy. Please, all of you, go for it.
Okay.
But if you are wise, go for the Senate.
Can
I just give you people that I think should go for the Senate? Elton Mangoma should go for it. Jacob should go for it. Dumiso Darengwa should go for it. Simba Makoni, you've been at it for a long time. Go for the Senate. Richard Kanyanga, fam. First come back and live in Zimbabwe and we'll see about you. I'm not even convinced about his charisma. Marcelina, go for the Senate. Barbara, go for the Senate. Egypt, I don't know. Noah Manyika, you can stay in. Tendai Biti, go for the Senate. Joyce Mturu, please sit out of the game. Then
okay,
Changirai, get somebody else and you get treatment.
So this is my thing, is that we've said young people, you know, everyone's talking about this. Young people must run. They must run for council. They must run for thing. You've said we must support them with capacity if you have it. Who are these people? Where are they?
That's why I'm saying let's map out and
BZA has got 150 people already ready for their constituencies. Maybe Noah Manika should tell us more about this.
Maybe. And we hope to get him on this. We hope to get him on the show. But the thing is, he says they've got 150 people. Who are they? I haven't seen them. You see, let me just finish my statement, right? Is that we've said, you know, there's 16 months to the election. People need to get organized. People need to do this. Yes, we want 60% young people in parliament. That's what Temba said. Who are they? Where are they?
Can I tell you why I'm on the fence about running?
Yeah.
Right. First things first is that to decide to run, even if I wanted to run as an independent, right, to get the traction and the mileage is going to take me a minute, right? I'm willing to do the work, but remember, I'm a student, so I have to juggle the fact that after post-2018, if things go right, nobody going to listen to a daft nigga who don't have no papers.
Exactly.
That's the truth. So this can't be my career, so I can't literally focus on it. But let's talk about other people who are like Ostalos. I know he's definitely running, right? And he's running as independent. He's called Ostalos.
He's the coolest dude I've ever met in my life. He's a new sensation.
He was a student's leader and is really a charismatic young guy. One guy who's in touch with his theories of change. I think he's too bookish about it.
He uses big language like oligopoly and shit. And I love the nigga. Like, he's my favorite dude.
So you're going to hook him up. I'd love to have him on the show.
My point is, people like that who are running is because he's done with his papers. When like shit gets aligned, he's like, yeah, you know, my papers there. That's why I'm on the fence. But otherwise, for me saying I want to take responsibility for that area, I would need support. Have I thought about joining in Temba? Yeah, but I don't think that when he says shit that I don't agree with, he will say, okay, Noma, you can publicly say that I don't agree with Temba and still exist in his third party force. So no, I don't want to fucks with Temba. I don't want to fucks with Noah Manyika because there's things that he doesn't want to say. He says that I don't agree with. You know what I mean? So these people, because of the party system, right, you find that even people with independent minds end up not coming forth because your independence gets crushed on when you align with people.
Yeah. Say within the party.
So if Temba can actually come and tell me that
they want,
he'll allow me to
young people. In there's intra-party politics and it's going on a lot. Let's not be blind to it. It's a reality. It's a lived reality. So when a young person within a political party says they aspire to want to run, they want to do this, the first thing they'll ask you, how many years have you been within this political party? MDC would say you should have a minimum of 5 years to show your allegiance to the party. And I think I can serve under the MDC. And now 5 years, but I think I feel I may be able to take, you know, to do something and serve my generation. So I'm written off completely because I'm now 5 years and I can serve in their political party. We can't work like that as political parties.
Amen.
No, we can't.
MDC,
so,
out.
Okay, I agree with the we can't work like that.
I agree with so much with Taro Daphne. It's disappointing. I have nothing to say.
No, but the thing is, okay, now I want to ask you in the sense that talking about the Tea Party, talking about this youth demographic that you've been speaking about and everything, do you think that come 2018, what needs to be done to get the numbers? To vote in the 60% young people that you said, to vote out or to vote for this leader. Right now you said you've got, I don't know, you said the highest number of views you've had is how many?
50K or something.
50K, then. Yeah. So how do you grow to get the required numbers? I mean, President Mugabe won the election with about 2 million people.
Rusty Mercamp said something. The one thing that he said that actually got me intrigued, apart from his "where have you been for the last 14 years" nonsense, is that out of his constituency, only 7, not even 7%, 7 people under the age of 40 registered to vote in that particular election. And he had over 70 people above the age of 100. That blew my mind. That's boring.
I want to say something.
That blew my mind.
I learned about something today. The president of Kenya, do you know what he did for him to actually win the election? They're going for the next election on the 8th of August, I think sometime this year, the last election. He recognized that for me to get the mileage I need to rope in young people. What do I need to do to be appealing to these young people? He's seen dabbing. He's seen, you know, taking part in this. I'm not saying our leaders should be doing that.
No, they should dab.
There's some element of saying if you want to woo the youth vote, you need to also be appealing to them to some extent. Yes. And right now they are doing absolutely nothing. I'm just going to be honest.
None of the 20 listed are appealing.
Jacob Zuma and Cyril Ramaphosa were dabbing and they lost the They lost
the metropolitan vote.
Yeah, they lost the metropolitan vote.
But ANC losing the national
vote. I'm not saying that guarantees a victory, but I'm saying you need to show the youth that you care to some extent for them. You need
ZANU-PF is doing that really well. I'll explain you what. If you go on Sir Wicknell's page right now, there's a lot of aspirational hip hop life being lived there. Mm-hmm. If you watch Military Touch Movement, that ZANU-PF organization, which is what it is, funded by the army, allowed to wear military gear, they're cool and they're swaggy. See, ZANU-PF is working and inspiring a youth demographic a lot. Now, when you get a young rapper who does a song, for example, let's say a Tongogar, right? And then he's taking off radio. Oh, do you see? There's no inspiration for young rappers or young musicians to actually now perform songs that are politically conscious now, because they get blackballed off radio because the minister owns the radio stations now. He owns all of them. So now the thing that we have, guys, is this. We have the internet. And we don't have it for long. They'll ban it soon enough. I mean, they're not going to let fat cunts like me keep talking. So we have to find strategies that actually make, how are we going to get our people, the people who we sit with the Pennywise and the people we chill with at Montague and have drinks with, the people we kick it with at the bar at Pablo's, how are we going to get them to understand that, dudes, your car suspension is fucked because of the politics. The reason why you can't get money from the ATM is because of the politics. We need to register to vote, guys. We need to register to vote and we need to go and vote no matter how long they make us wait in the line. I remember last 2013, I waited Alfred Bite for damn near 4 hours. And then there was an old lady older than my mom behind the computer touching like this. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
And network yaenda.
Kuda is right. But I think also we owe it to ourselves as citizens, to be responsible citizens, to say that let's not leave things like that to the last minute. Why you then find yourself in a queue for the whole damn days because all this time you've been quiet. Now you want to register to vote on the last day. So I think now we need to be proactive as young people to say, let me not wait until the last minute to send out that register. Pachiri pane nguva.
From
if I have to spend the whole day in the queue, I'll sacrifice a day and just go to Kubasa. Jiriko.
I have a call to action. But we leave things
to the last minute all the time. The past elections, we have shown a trend as citizens to say, Varimu ebe, nema young people, we are not patient. We cannot. One of them, chayo can spend the whole day in the queue. You were just 2 minutes in the queue. Oh, but
Anchala.
But
it's true.
So right. We need to dedicate this as ourselves and also to also say, you know, in this registration process, let's not lose heart and do it in good time.
I have a call to action for all the youth. You know what? We're always going to get this story about the government doesn't have money and whatever, whatever. The ZEC's biggest expense on their budget for elections is human capital. There's a lot of us that are crying that we're not employed. Please volunteer 4 hours of your day to do voter registration, collect the stats, and make sure that shit is in order. We're happy to offer our laptops for collection. You can get a server. It's damn $30 to do it.
Yes. Surely it can't be that expensive. Observer.
So I'm happy to volunteer to Rita Makrao.
The election process has got many duties. And as young people, I think if you really want to see how an election is run, volunteer to be a polling agent.
Yes.
Volunteer to be an observer. There are so many things you can do. And be there when those votes are being counted. I mean, we should be there as young people.
Honestly. appreciated this guy yes. this time around. They must expect us.
Yes. And you know, like in Kenya, why Kenya has had one of the best elections in Africa is because their polling edges, their people working towards the elections were the youth. Imagine. And
interestingly enough, though, they had a lot of controversies with this BVR.
Of course that, they had.
That a lot of controversies with the BVR that we are
about to adopt.
We trust the BVR because some people are not going to be voting, called ghost votes.
Yeah,
we are happy to volunteer. Let the BVR come in.
So we'll talk about the BVR on another episode. Kuda, some things that I wanted to, some you know, rumors and the like that I wanted to get into as we were about to get in. Tea Party is not your first rodeo. You've been part of this flag for some time now.
I think all of us here have sometimes supported this flag.
Yeah.
I think I'm very passionate about those guys. Those guys are brilliant.
Support, yes, absolutely. For people, but you've been behind the scenes as well, yes or no?
You know, I've volunteered my services. I've helped with videography. I'm a graphic designer. I've done stuff for them when they've asked. I've always volunteered and seen when guys need me. They need me less and less sometimes. Sometimes they need me more. I've done stuff for Tajamuka, Promise Mkwananzi and the team there. You know,
so you're not in the operations online of this flag?
I think definitely I've done a lot of operations, and I've done a lot of operations for Tajamuka, a lot for Viva Zimbabwe with AC Lumumba, his video at Cabs, that was me, I shot that, directed that. So I've been politically involved a lot. But the thing is, the guys who were in front, like they were pastors and they're advocates and they're politicians, and they were not me.
Okay.
And the thing is, the reason why I sort of splintered off was like, you know what, guys, I hear what you're doing, and you guys have really got wide demographic, you got a bunch of people you're talking to. But there's a bunch of guys like me, and I try and get them involved. Like the guy holding the camera, you know, the guy who's helping us with the lighting. He walks away, and I say, guys, what did you get from that? Like, fuck all. Let's go drink. And I found that difficult. Like, shit, how do I get these guys more into what's happening right here? So this is why I've sort of like, you know what, guys? Whatever material support I can give. Like, if Promise calls me, there's no question I'm there. If Maureen asks me to do something, I'm there. If Linda asks me, yo, dude, I need to raise some money, I'm there, you know? Because I want to make myself available for all the movements. Because I'm a young person who's actually actively involved.
Man, you asked Taro this question. Where do you get time to make your money if you're with Tajamuka and this flag and Promise and all these things, like, behind the scenes?
You know, the honest thing is, if I actually could run my business effectively, yeah, I wouldn't have time. But the problem is there's so much limitations. My clients can't even pay me on time. We can't take money out. I can't employ as many people as I would like. Course. Now, to be honest, I won't mention some of the brands, but I've been a part of some of the biggest brands and biggest activations in Zimbabwe, guy. Mm. Like some of the biggest liquor brands, some of the biggest bread brands and so forth. Mm. And the thing is now, when you see them failing to really pay you on time, Stat 6-1, let me give you a typical example of Stat 6-1. One of my tissue clients, you know, it does toilet paper, was told that he couldn't import any of the raw materials to make toilet paper in Zimbabwe. But guess what Stat 6-1 didn't block? It didn't block the final product. Can you understand that? So you have 180 people sitting at Granite Side without any raw materials to make toilet paper, right? But then at the border, you got a bunch of finished toilet paper from South Africa that can come in without any ban. Mm. I thought that's ridiculous. So the boss now has to go to South Africa to buy toilet paper so he can fulfill his orders in Zimbabwe. It's badly thought policy.
Now you are not agreeing to go back to policy, and absolutely, we need to partake and take part actively.
Absolutely. But the thing is, Dev, I'm trying to make people understand it from my perspective, because I'm a guy sitting there working for a toilet paper company, doing their graphics, doing their paperwork and all these kind of things, and realized one day that I woke up and literally they had 180 people in Granite Side sitting who could not get any raw materials in. So he had to let them all go home. That was 180 families. Let's say times 5 each of them.
Because they have extended families. Exactly.
And he can't pay those people. So do you understand why someone like me is sitting here now thinking, fuck, I have to be involved? Because what I can do is I can make the optics go up. See, what I do for hip-hop is what I can do for politics. Because some of the guys, like, if I look at a guy Tajamuka, he may not be great on Twitter. But I happen to love Twitter. Because we're out there arguing about who's the best rapper all day. So I'll gladly say, guys, tell me what you need me to say. I'll say it. You know, that's the way I've been supporting the movement. So it may look like I'm a Johnny come lately, but guys, I tell you this much. If you go trace my history to even the music I've made, I've always been absolutely politically conscious.
Okay, so just to wrap up now, the Tea Party, you said we're giving everyone 2 weeks to say something.
Say something.
And then what? What happens after the 2 weeks?
Then we start to write, interrogate each portfolio. We're going to look at everybody's, everybody's manifesto. What are you offering the youth under 40s?
If you don't have a manifesto now, get out
get
of
out
the
game.
So what we need to do as young people also is to come up with our own manifesto to say to the political parties, if
the youth
not
charter
to us, we are not voting for.
Thank
the
you, Tyler. So which
charter.
Is what we've been, when we went to South Africa to meet the Tea Party, Joburg, we sat down, they wrote a bunch of things that they demand. Young business owners, chartered accountants, architects.
Exactly.
Right? I'm going flying out to the UK. You know, guys bought me a ticket. Like, this is weird because I'm a foul-mouthed, fat bastard on the internet. And guys are finding me to be a good voice or representation. So I'm going to go there and sit down and understand what they want as well. And the things are absolutely similar, guys. Mm-hmm. We're going to have our youth charter and say, guys, if you can match this and match this and match this. And then we're going to say, if you guys are going to get together and do whatever coalitions, but what I was saying is we want to support the guy who has the best deal for us.
And let me ask, what happens in the event that they don't match it?
We will choose.
Vote.
Here's the thing. No, here's
No.
We
so
will
what?
Choose. Here's the thing about voting, Auntie. All of them, all these 20 that we've listed out, can decide not to agree on a damn thing. We can wake up tomorrow and tell Chamisa that if you get out of MDC, we'll
vote for you.
Mm-hmm. If there's one thing that we're going to do, I'm ready to go back to Nembudzia and stay in a fucking pit latrine house.
Yes.
And tell those people who to vote for. I'm ready to do that. So if they don't want to pay attention to us, no, it's okay. Let's play fair game. We've got all the time in the fucking world.
We have nothing to lose. Do you understand?
We have lost a lot.
I'm 38 years old. I got three children.
I got three children. Lost a lot already.
I've lost every. Like, I should be right now own 2 homes. I should be able to go on holiday twice a year with my family. I should be able to afford the schools that I like. At my professional levels and my university qualifications, I should be. I've lost everything.
So what?
I have nothing to lose.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's quite interesting. I want to see how the progression of the Tea Party goes. I'll definitely be watching.
Aren't you a member
of the Tea Party?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm angry.
Yeah, so you're a member.
but he's got
some standing that doesn't allow him to.
No, but you said rooibos isn't tea, so I can't be a part of the Tea Party because that's the only tea
no,
I drink.
No, half the Tea Party likes rooibos, unfortunately. I'm trying to win that argument.
So
I would want to say
last words.
I think I appreciate having met Kuda in person, and I understand now where he exactly is coming from. Of course, I may not agree with everything that he says, but I think at the same time, as he makes noise, we also need to see actionables to say, after that, how are we engaging the policymakers? How are we engaging the relevant people? Because making noise and doing nothing after, really, it's just bad noise. So I think this is just me. As young people, we are making a lot of noise. Let's then synchronize those efforts in our different spheres of influence, different spheres of concerns. Because at the end of the day, this is our future being held at ransom and that of our children. So if we don't do anything about it now, we are going for another 5 years of FOCO. So we need to do something.
And also, sorry, I forgot to shout out my other team, the team that I run with a lot, and they always call up on me. Stan Roraza and the National Vendors Union, a strong block of young men and women who have been forced to sell trinkets on the road. They're a very powerful block, and I want to shout them out on this podcast. We need to support people like Navuz, Tajamuka, this flag, you know, this flower. And there's a bunch of people going, and we're all now CIA operatives and CIO operatives.
People think I'm CIO.
Yeah, ZANU-PF says that we are CIA. ZANU-PF says we're CIA. MDC says we're CIO and so forth. Like, guys, can't I just have my own mind for like a second and just decide what I want to do? And you know what? I may end up voting MDC. I'm not going to lie to you. I may do that. They may just change my mind in the next 2 months and say, yo, I feel compelled now to support this team. But right now, I'm not feeling compelled.
And you've made them pull up their socks. I think they are going to try and wake up a bit.
My last standing.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, no, you can go ahead.
My concern, I suppose, is just to understand or just to know, will these efforts be national? Right now, Tea Party is very much on social media. It's very much Facebook. Are you going to branch out? How are you going
to
do that?
If I find a businessman right now who says to me, Kuda, we're giving you off-road vehicles, Five and so forth, I promise you, I'll take a team of young artists, we'll set up stages, and we'll go all over the country. Right now, the problem is I never have more than $20 in my account. And this is the bottom of my heart. I never have that. Sometimes you don't wake up in the morning, there's no Tea Party. It's because I can't afford the dollar for the 250 megabytes to broadcast. This is the actual truth as a father. So sometimes I have to make decisions. I'm buying bread for my kids or I'm going to broadcast today. So as soon as I have the money, I will use other mediums. I promise you. Because at school, I used to be puzzle printed with School Times. We used to print our papers on a Bande machine. And I want to do flyers. We have to do TV, DVDs to distribute. We have to do MP3s. Because remember, Super's got radio stations all over the country now. We can't compete against that. We're going to have to physically go there and be marching soldiers. But right now, it's Satan and Madi. So my appeal is, if you like what we're doing, you like what we're saying, guys, give us a little bit of cash. Yeah. Make us accountable. Put Deloitte and Touche in charge of it. But we need to be able to get out there. I can't have a rural strategy if I can't get out there. I can't keep looking for the Swedish guys to give us money. And this, if the Zimbabwean public, Zimbabwean diaspora wants us to be active on the ground, which they shout us, they shout all the time, hey, on the ground, Chitipai back, bless. Chitipai back, give us $15 each, a million of you, have $50 billion, she votes, gets funded, I get funded, and then we start to work. Then judge us after that. Right now, it's Satani Mari. That's why we're using the cheapest mediums.
Yeah, Mkuda, I also wanted to just mention one last thing to say that, you know what? An election is not just an election by saying people have registered to vote and then they go and vote. You know, it's got three cycles, pre-voting, actually voting, and after the election. So I also wanted to mention that, you know what? There are other mitigating factors that I would want you to make noise about so that the young people who follow you also make similar noise to say, the alignment of the Electoral Act, I'll come again, to the Constitution is important.
Yep.
Regulations that govern how elections happen are weak and lax and vague, and they are being abused day in and day out. We need to strengthen those before the next election.
Yep.
And also say now they are churning out misinformation about the BVR. So I think the BVR has already been hijacked, has already been stolen. The election. This is Herald writing in the papers right now saying that BVR, chances of it being stolen, the election are very high. Yet we are saying we want electoral reforms. They don't want the electoral reforms. So when you go out there, you say this misinformation to say BVR is shandika, it needs to stop. Guys, let's say we want BVR. This has to work.
And this is the most important thing. So please don't criticize us for being warriors on Facebook, guys. I understand the feelings, but we're using the mediums at the moment right now. For me to get a radio show on ZFM, it's impossible. We're not gonna get that. So we're on 263. Getting on a platform to talk. We're on live chats talking. I was 44 people live. That's 44 people who can talk to another 44 people. Let's multiply. Let's share these videos and talk. When you disagree with me, say, shout at me, I'll shout back. But I'm telling you now, I'm young enough to actually understand that I'm wrong. And you say, hey, you know, I'm an asshole. I even hit up Taronda in the back end and say, hey, you know what? Hey, fig leaf of peace, I'm sorry for being an asshole. I do that a lot. Like, I do that every day.
Politics and beyond, brokering the peace. That's what we do
here. Yes, my last thing, I'll say it again, it's a call to action for all the youth. I will be coordinating it very soon. If you want to volunteer, we're going to ZEC and we're going to ask Rita Makarao, please give us your budget because we're ready to finance you, girl.
Yes.
We've been hustling our cheek. So we're going to take up just 4 hours of your time. We don't need anything. If you have your laptop, bring it. They need a server. We've got Japan to offer us a server. We're ready to
I'm a computer
work.
Scientist by degree, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. I'll gladly code something if necessary.
Cool. So I'll start with Terro, where can people find you online? People who want to find out more about She Votes, who want to, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, where do people find you online?
Okay, online, on Facebook, I'm just Terro Daphne. But I'm one person with a legal background. I am someone who's also an article writer. I write legal articles, and I'm one person who wants to change the status quo and be an agent of change. So I don't really do much on social media, but I just want to make my opinion known, and I love educating people about the pertinent things. So you find me there on Twitter, it's Tawana Tariro. That's my handle. And then, of course, Instagram really doesn't matter, so I think...
Normally so.
Yeah, I'm at Flaming Arrow everywhere. Where you want to find me, where I shoot, I set a blaze.
You know this. And the Tea Party, the leader, the dictator of the Tea Party.
Self-imposed dictator. The only way to become a leader is to depose me. Listen, you can find me at the Tea Party, Zim Tea Party on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere else, it's at Begotten Son. That's spelled with the S-U-N. I'm into hip-hop. I talk a lot of shit. So follow me at your own peril. I'm not a nice guy, but I'm angry. Expect us.
Thank you very much for listening. You've been listening to Politics and Beyond on Capital 263. My name is Christopher Farai Charamba. You can find me at Chris Charamba on all social media. Free to say it.
Free to do it.
And now. Capital 263.